Welcome to Avoiding Chores Friday Night Hangout, our weekly Maritime Kitchen Party on Google Plus Hangouts and on our Best of podcast. I'm Jim Sarah, and tonight we'll be going over a few topics from the past week, what we're drinking tonight, and a round of plus ones, which is stuff we saw online that we want to talk about. Joining me tonight on the panel, another slim panel because it is summertime, we got from Cape Breton, we got Carrie tonight. Good evening, Carrie.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening.
And basically, the main topics tonight is that Halifax can't seem to do snow clearing, line painting, and now mowing the grass. Our maritime story tonight is New Brunswick liquor will go out of business if people can buy booze in Quebec. And our weird story for tonight, which is we'll talk a little bit about Ashley Madison and what a mess that is. But first, let's start off the show proper, which is what we are drinking tonight. So I will start off with Carrie to show us what he is drinking tonight and give us little details on the beer. So Carrie, what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking a Boxing Rock Bottle Blonde. Nice beer, light, 5% alcohol. Nice yellowy color. It's one of those beers you'd like to have on a nice warm summer day. It just fits right into that style. Flavor's nice. It's not too overpowering for the rye ale. And I'm not getting any really striking taste to it. It just tastes like a good beer. That's all.
All right. Excellent. From Boxing Rock, was it Bottle Betty?
The Bottle Blonde.
Bottle Blonde. All right. Good stuff.
The Bottle Blonde.
All right. And I am drinking from friends at Picaroons, which is the Imperial Pilsner, the Feels Good, which is a 7% Imperial Pilsner. Now, I think this is more of the American Pilsner. It has a very nice golden color to it, moderate carbonization. Has a very nice Pilsner course taste, but has a little bit of malt in it here. A very easy drinking beer. And Imperial Pilsner is not quite an official beer style, but because it is at 7%. But it has enough of your standard Pilsner and throws in a few extra North American influences, such as some of the grains and some of the hops. So otherwise, it's a pretty decent beer. It feels good from Picaroons. And what we'll do here is we're going to start with our first Halifax story for this week, which is Halifax can't seem to mow the grass. And this is a fantastic story that came out just yesterday. Now, for those of you who've been following the Hangout and know poor job that Halifax City did for snow clearing, sidewalks. There was also a problem with line painting. So they're just getting around to painting the lines, you know, because it is August. Apparently it rained a lot this summer. Who knows? But there's supposed to be a big rugby match this weekend. And Rugby Canada versus Scotland is supposed to be the Battle of Scotland or New Scotland, whatever they were pushing it as. Big to-do, big celebration. Argyle Street was going to be shut down. Beer tent, TV. It was going to be on Wanderers Grounds, which is next to the public gardens. I had to look it up where it was. Historically known as a rugby pitch or field. And just 2 days before showtime, the rugby teams said, no, we're not going to play on the surface, man. It's unsafe. So the only next suitable field, which I guess is not that much better, is way out in Spryfield. So all the activities they had planned for people to walk over from the beer garden, Argyle Street, downtown Halifax to this game will now have to jump on a bunch of buses and go way out to Spryfield for a field that can't accommodate remotely 5,000 people. And you know what? You read some of the articles and what you're thinking is – you're thinking Bush League, you're thinking, wow, don't we have a grass field that can accommodate rugby? Carrie, What do you think? You think Halifax is Bush League? Because I don't think we'll have a major rugby match ever again after this weekend.
Bad planning on the event organizers. They should have had that looked at weeks ago. I mean, it's simple to get somebody to cut grass. Well, probably not. But I mean, what they should have done is said, okay, here's the pitch. Let's take a look at it. Is it going to be okay for us to use? It would be the same way if the FIFA Cup in Moncton was the same way. You wouldn't play in a poor field. So the event organizers are partly to blame for that, not just the city of Halifax.
Well, here's the funny thing. They approached the city back in May for this. And so apparently the city's been working since June to get the field, but apparently it's a tough job to grow grass. And apparently they brought in a steamroller a couple days ago to try to flatten potholes and then put a call out for volunteers to come and pull out the weeds and take the rocks out of the field. The funniest thing is that this area, Wanderers Grounds, if you go into Wikipedia, I am pretty sure it says that it was used as a rugby field many, many moons ago. So it's just this irony. But we've mentioned this before, that Halifax does not have proper recreational infrastructure. You know, sure, we got the Oval, which was the big to-do, and they put a lot of money into that. But they don't have anything else. The maintenance of ball fields, soccer fields, rugby fields, very poor, very poor. So, you know, it's really hard for organizations to have events. And I don't blame people to being at all miffed as they sit on doing a bus shuttle from Halifax to Spryfield, which is really far down the road. I forget the name of the field, but it was crazy. So
send them to Sydney, because we got that new Open Hearth Park, and it has a couple great soccer fields, a really, really good football field, area for a bandstand, and it's just pretty good. They moved a lot of the waterfront activities to that park this year for the Action Week, and right. The events were pretty good. Not as good as what they thought, because they did change a lot of venues, but the facilities are great.
Okay. Was there not a big rock show?
Nice, new and grassy.
Was there supposed to be like an outdoor rock show like this year, last year?
With Slash? Last year they had Aerosmith. Aerosmith was there.
Oh. All right, let's move on to the next topic here, which is the maritime-focused story, which is it brings us to New Brunswick, where there's an interesting court case going on right now. There's a constitutional fight over beer rights, and you've probably seen this in the news. Basically, a buddy from, I like to say, Caraquet, drove up to Campbellton and crossed the bridge over to Quebec to get himself some cheap booze. Brought over 12 cases of 24 beer and 3 bottles of whiskey. And apparently the police did a sting operation, pulled him over, fined him. Old liquor laws from the past says that you can only bring 12 bottles of beer. And the court case is going on right now, and they're basically saying, this is BS. I should be able to buy beer anywhere in Canada and bring it to my house. And I have never heard of this actual limit. I have heard when I was younger that we got to hide beer in the back and all that stuff, but which was funny because we lived on the Quebec border also, and we used to bring back all the empties to St. Rose, which is past Digelier before Cabanou, and we would bring back a lot of O'Keefe's and 50 back. And nothing happened to us there. So this archaic law, and of course, anybody who lives around the border with Maine, you're doing a trip, you can bring back, beer. So I'm hoping that this court case will kind of wipe this old archaic law. You know, 12 beer to bring over across the border from New Brunswick is kind of silly. But New Brunswick Liquor said, you know what, if people were allowed to bring whatever amount of beer or booze from across the borders, we would be out of business. Outrageous, Kerry. Kerry, what do you think?
No, I agree. 100%. It is foolish. It is silly. It's one of those things that is overregulated. If it costs $14 in Quebec, it should cost $14 in New Brunswick, because it's the same thing, same product. Mm-hmm. And in most cases, it's made in the same factory. So why are we paying more for something that's the same product? They don't do it with anything else. If there were some other goods apart from gasoline and stuff like that, there that are tax dependent, it's just foolish. And I don't think NB Liquor would go out of business. It would probably put them in running with the craft breweries and everybody else, saying that now you have to compete for your business. You better drop the price down a little bit or smarten up.
Well, I seriously doubt people from Fredericton, St. John, and Moncton will drive all the way to Quebec just to buy a couple cases of beer and then come back. It, obviously, you know, and there's not that many New Brunswickers along the borders there to really, like, they're really going to make a dent in the NB Liquor sales. But for folks who don't quite know the situation here, basically the price list for, I'm just going to look up a price here for New Brunswick, and let's do a domestic beer. Let's do a case of Budweiser, 12 cans of Budweiser in New Brunswick. It is $23.99.
The cheapest price in Canada for a 24-pack of Molson is $26.99. Well, in Toronto, it's $34.99. Alberta, Manitobans pay $40.49. Albertans, $44.99. Saskatchewan's $46.49 for 24 cans of beer.
I got a price here. If you can load up here, computer's slow tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is on a 24 pack. A 24 pack of Budweiser is $43.98 in New Brunswick, and it is around $24 in Quebec for the same product. So just as you were saying, Kerry, go ahead.
You could see if you were in the Northwest Territories where it's $56.65 for a case of beer. I mean, you got to try, you got to ship it up there. So yeah, okay, sure. But when a factory is in New Brunswick, like in Moncton.
Yep.
And they're selling beer there, and they're making beer there. There should be no reason why we have to pay more than the lowest price.
Well, hopefully the court case should open things up. But you know what? Government has been saying, you know, we're going to lower these tariffs and interprovincial trade and stuff. And you think they would get to the basic stuff, which is the booze, right?
Yeah, but they're not making it any place else. I mean. Apart from the breweries that are in Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and Quebec, it's the same thing, same product, same recipe, everything else, yeah. Same bottling, same quantity, same value, but you pay more for it. So why?
Exactly.
God damn it. Why?
Why? Oh, this is so funny. I'm just checking out Twitter here, and one of the stories here, Globe and Mail. Moosehead is worried about the story that we talked about bootlegging, which is, i.e., going to Quebec, getting some cheap beer, and bringing it back to New Brunswick. It's called bootlegging now. Bootlegging is when you're in rural PEI and you look for a house that have porch lights on at 2:30 in the afternoon. That's a bootlegger. Or you call a random number in Summerside and you want a sub with the works and you come back with moonshine. That's bootlegging. Yeah,
that's
son.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway, Friday night hangout hashtag, folks. You can check on that. We'll be just checking that. Kerry, are you refreshing the YouTube page?
I did.
See if you've got anything going on there?
One comment.
Okay.
From her. Okay. From our other beer commentator, beer aficionado, or Lee Russell.
Lee.
Yeah, it's pretty colorful. This one is a really good topic or a good comment that he has put up, because he is a very colorful guy.
Yes, yes. Read it verbatim.
He says, regarding the MB Liquor thing, he says, I quote, "Load of horse shit." The MB Liquor will never go out of business just because people near the border shop in Quebec.
Exactly.
What a bullshit, slippery slope argument. Price isn't even the only issue here. It's the quality of the product, the diversity of the selection for a lot of people as well. Instead of some half-baked plan like the selection lager failure of a few years back,
Yeah,
we're not bringing stuff for people to drink in this day and age. I mean, it's end quote, because he is, you know, that's the same. That's no different than people mailing beer to somebody to
yeah, to beer sample. Trades. Yeah. A lot of the beer geeks will mail each other care packages of beer. But here's the funny thing: last time I was up home visiting folks in the homeland. And as you call, I live only about 30 minutes from the Quebec border. What do we end up doing the next day? Me and the missus, we take a nice little drive out to Quebec, visit some little things, and I stop at the Dépanneur Petro-Canada in Digely, and I bring back a crap load of beer. So is that bootlegging, or is that, hey, you don't have this stuff at home, so I want to bring some of it. So.
Yeah, hey, in 1995, it was my first La Fin du Monde. Did the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. So I brought back Naufraga. I brought back some stuff from Castal. That's one that it took a year for it to show up in Nova Scotia. It was like Lock and Barrel or Bolts Nuts or some shitty name like that. So. Anyway, the point is there's the beer selection outside New Brunswick and as an extension outside of Nova Scotia, PI, is a hell of a lot better. So we're getting pretty much our thumbs, we're getting pressed down by the man in the monopoly.
And it's not just from New Brunswick. It's we did the same thing in Ontario. I live down near, close to the border in Pembroke, Ontario, and we would go across the river, grab a couple of cases of beer, bring them back for, you know, a little bit less price.
Well, let me tell you, next week I'm taking Keith, who's not in the hangout tonight. We're going to go out to the deep backwoods of Maine and to do our little annual camping trip there at the cabin. And you can rest assured that I will be bringing back alcohol from Maine into New Brunswick and therefore into Nova Scotia. How much? I will say it'll be the legal limit, but obviously there's going to be a couple more. Just saying. Any of you guys rat me out, you seven people were watching, coming for you.
That's dumb. Yeah, you guys.
Snitches get stitches. Glad that you took some time to check out the hangout tonight. The Best Of podcast will be out probably within a week's time. This is where we take all the best bits, trim them down, usually around 20 minutes. So it works out pretty good. I'd like to thank the Carrie, the panel, for joining me on a Friday night. And also, once again, to you viewers out there watching us live. We'll see you next week, and we'll leave you with our standard farewell, which is a good meeting. Good meeting. Good meeting, Carrie.
And I always say, good hangout.
Oh.
That's the way it is. In case you hadn't noticed.